time to say that F word. Friday, it's Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt. He returns on Monday.
Scared me for a minute.
I know. And Dean's Entertainment Report is sponsored by JeffBuysYourHouse.com. Part of your entertainment report involves Mr. Bob Surratt.
Yes, it does, because they announced the nominees for the Radio Hall of Fame. And among this year's nominees, one Mr. Bob Surratt.
So I'm not a morning person.
Congratulations.
I have goosebumps because I hate when people say this, but it's true. I grew up listening to Bob Surratt and John Records Landecker, and it's an honor to fill in for him, and good for him. I hope he wins and gets inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame.
Is that why he's not here? Because he's like Mr. Big Shot now?
Yes, he's shaking hands and kissing babies.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Is he holding rallies?
Yes.
He holding rallies?
No. God, could you even imagine that?
No.
Hi, how's it going?
I definitely cannot. I can't think of anybody who would be more uncomfortable with all the attention. But yeah, he's nominated. Alice Cooper is nominated for Radio Hall of Fame. D.L. Hughley. Kevin Matthews.
Yay!
Nominated. Bob Stroud.
Oh, yeah.
Legends in Chicago radio.
Totally.
For once, they're honoring people in Chicago. They, you know, they always, I mean, they got to spread it around, I guess, but too often, Chicago people do not get nominated, so those are definitely three of the best.
Oh, totally.
Who else here? Let's see that who we would know. Do you know somebody named Kid Leo?
Yes.
Do you really?
Yes.
I don't.
He has a Sirius station and plays a lot of classic rock.
Kid Leo.
Kind of what he sounds like.
Yeah, here's Aqualung. I'm Kid Leo.
Yeah
man.
Aqualung.
I don't.
Yeah, just room two.
Yeah, man. Let's cut the track off Hotel California. Here we go.
He sounds like Kid Leo.
Yeah. I like that name.
Yeah.
I like that. Anyway, so we're just happy for Bob.
Yeah, that's great.
He is, you know, I'm sure they're all legendary in their own way, but there was never a truer word which was more appropriate legendary than Bob Surratt.
Absolutely. And I heard sad news this morning, a death in the news.
Yeah. I've just got a second death that was just reported. But let's start off with the first one. The singer-songwriter Jill Sobule, who was super popular.
She Kissed a Girl,
She Kissed a Girl was her big song in 1995. I mean, she made headlines all over the world for that song, which is still generally considered to be, you know, an emblematic song for the LGBTQ movement. It was the first song about a gay theme that went into the top 20 on Billboard's charts, followed it up with the song Supermodel that was used in the movie Clueless. Listen to how horrible this is. She was staying at a friend's house in suburban Minneapolis. The house caught on fire, and she was killed in the fire.
Oh,
horrible.
God.
Just horrible. She was supposed to appear at Space in Evanston on June the 7th, and she was only 66 years old. But also the other death that we've just learned about is comedian Ruth Buzzy from Ronan Martin's Laugh-In from back in the day. She was she played that hilarious Gladys Spinster character and so many, you know, character roles on that show. She was so hilarious.
She was funny.
And I followed her on Facebook. She was 88 years old. She passed away yesterday. But 88 years old and was still on Facebook and was hilariously funny on Facebook still.
Yeah, I followed her too, actually, because she was, like, doing bits and stuff.
She was.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was still, you know, very, very, very active. But I think we know her best from Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In and her you know, her
old lady with the nylon on her head, and then Artie Johnson would come on the tricycle.
Like, hey, you're Wal Netto. And she would hit him on the head with her purse.
Right.
Yeah.
It killed.
But anyway, she's been in hospice for a couple of years. She had Alzheimer's. Died yesterday, 88 years old, Ruth Buzzy.
Yeah, she will be missed.
Yep.
WGN.
Yeah.
Wendy Snyder here.
Tell him you heard it on the Kid Leo show.
You sound just like him.
Yeah.
Bob returns on Monday, and
do we have to start calling him Radio Hall of Fame nominee?
Yes.
We can't just say Bob. We have to like give him the full title now.
I think you do. He deserves it.
I'd like to see him get a statue.
Where would it be?
Outside
Wrigley, maybe.
Yeah, that would be a good place. I like
me. Or at Superdog.
I like a yeah. That would be good too. You're right. I was thinking just like Michigan Avenue.
Yeah, that'd be great.
It's right on Michigan Avenue, where in the 70s he allegedly was doing some streaking back in the day.
He was such a babe. He still is, but, you know, with the long hair, there are pictures he posts every once in a while with him at Landecker, and it's like, they were hunks.
Got his groovy haircut
on. Yeah. Yeah, man. Kid Leo likes him, too.
Yeah, I had groovy hair back in the day myself, man.
I know. Yeah. I've seen pictures of you.
No, I meant Kid Leo.
No.
I have no good pictures.
All right. Speaking of hair, Russell Brand has some crazy hair, and what's going on with him?
Yeah, that's the least of his problems, his hair. Russell Brand, who was accused of sexual assault, facing charges of rape, indecent assault, and sexual assault, made his first court appearance in London yesterday. He is denying all charges. Did not speak to reporters who were gathered outside the courtroom, but he walked in. You know, it was just a matter of making the appearance. His next court appearance will be on May 30th, and he was released on bail yesterday. So that's another one of these sexual assault cases that we'll be keeping an eye on.
Wasn't he, who was he hooked up with at one point? Was
Katy it Perry?
Katy, yeah, I thought so.
Was he married to her or just?
I seem to think yes, but.
Yeah, I think so too.
I don't know. I am certainly not president of the Russell Brand fan club, that's for sure.
No.
What's going on this weekend? What are you doing?
Well, let me tell you about some things that are going on for the weekend. Like some music that you can, I know you're a big Marilyn Manson fan. Yeah, Kid Leo likes Marilyn Manson, too.
We shared a lipstick once.
Did you really?
Yes.
Did you take penicillin afterwards?
Yes, I did.
I would have. Marilyn Manson is at the Hard Rock Casino in Gary tomorrow night. We have Tamar Braxton and October London. These are two huge R&B stars. They're at the Chicago Theater on Sunday night. Dweezil Zappa is at the Arcata Theater in St. Charles Saturday.
I will be there. I'm going to go see Dweezil.
Very cool.
Yeah, the whole fam.
And, you know, back in my former life when I was a smooth jazz DJ, we used to lay down a lot of Spyro Gyra.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the jazz fusion mainstay.
Yeah.
They're going to be at the Displaine Theater. I'm having a WNUA flashback of
Jean-Luc Ponty coming up next.
Yanni. We got some Yanni. Jazz up your morning. That's at the Displaine Theater on Sunday. For laughs, D.L. Hughley's at the Improv in Schaumburg through Sunday.
Didn't you just say he's nominated for the Radio Hall of Fame?
Nominated for the Radio Hall of Fame. You're paying attention.
Yep.
And we've got this new adaptation of The Da Vinci Code. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm told that it's really quite compelling. Out at the Drury Lane in Oakbrook Terrace. The Court Theater in Hyde Park is doing a new production that is set in Germany following World War I, called Berlin. And that's going to be there until May the 18th. The Polish Heritage Parade, the Polish Constitution Parade, is Saturday. It's going to step off from Columbus Balbo, go down to Monroe starting at 11:30 tomorrow morning. There is a new Marvel movie that is out this weekend that I've just so burnt out on Marvel and superhero movies. But this one kind of refreshes it all a little bit. It's kind of a back to basics and doesn't rely so much on... There definitely are special effects. There definitely, you know, are, you know, the explosions and the fights and all that. But this one actually has a little bit more of a story, has interesting characters. I mean, there are some pieces to this that are out of the usual Marvel, you know, conveyor belt, the factory that spits out these, you know, was spitting out these movies. They very wisely slowed it down and clearly rethought this a little bit. And this new movie, Thunderbolts, I think is it's a pretty good one. It's kind of a back-to-basics Marvel, a group of superheroes slash outcasts that include Florence Pugh and David Harbour, Sebastian Stan. Julia Louis-Dreyfus is in this movie.
Oh.
Not as one of the outcasts, but she's kind of the bad guy, dirty CIA director in the movie. So it's actually not a bad one. So I wound up giving it a Dean's List B+. The movie that is the, you know, far, far, far superior movie to see that is in theaters right now is Outcasts. I'm sorry, is Sinners.
Oh, yeah.
With Michael B. Jordan. It is just a movie masterpiece.
Really?
Really, really interesting story. It's the history of the Mississippi Delta Blues slash vampire movie. Hmm. And the director of this movie, Ryan Coogler, who gave us Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, Fruitvale Station, so many great films, reteaming with Michael B. Jordan in this movie, and just assembles something that is a thing of beauty. It's a little bit, you know, it's a vampire movie, so there's going to be a little blood and, you know, some biting on the neck, but... That's what Wendy calls
a good Saturday night.
Yeah, Thursday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. Exactly. But, you know, if you're really looking for a spectacular movie, see it on as big a screen as you possibly can. There is a lovely Chicago surprise at the end of the movie. Don't leave too fast before the credits are done. There's some cool stuff that happens at the end of the movie. So that's the one really that, you know, people are asking me, what should I go see? That's the one you should go see.
And as for TV, have you seen The Studio yet with Seth Rogen? This is the greatest show I've ever seen.
I've seen a couple of them, yeah.
It is so, so funny. I have such a crush on Seth Rogen. He's like my secret crush guy, my guilty pleasure. Yep. And he is a newly appointed head of Continental Studios. He's trying to make these movies. A lot of cameos in here. A great Ron Howard appearance. It is so funny. I believe that's on Apple Plus TV. Yeah. I love it.
Highly recommended. Highly recommended.
And Ike Barinholtz is so funny.
It's great.
He yep. is so funny.
Yeah, kid Leo digs him too.
Oh, Dean, I am going to miss you. Will you call me at home on Monday?
I'll call you at home. When Wendy's not filling in for Bob, I call her at her house, and we just do a segment for ourselves. Because if you haven't noticed, we pretty much are here just to amuse ourselves anyway.
That's what we do.
So
anyway. Have a great weekend, Dean.
Thanks on YouTube.
All right. Bye. And Bob, I'm so happy for him. He's nominated for the Radio Hall of Fame, although it's tough because I love Bob Stroud and Kevin Matthews, and I believe listeners, you can vote, so you can Google it and figure out how to do it.